Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down a plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon. I pray that you had a joyful and productive and amazingly blessed week as well as weekend. Today is Monday, July the 4th, 2016, and yes, today is Independence Day for America, the day that America received independence. So enjoy your 4th of July. I hope you're spending it with some of your family or your friends or just having a good time. But at the same time, I'm hoping that you're listening to this radio program. You definitely do not want to miss this particular program today. So if you can't hear it while we're on the air, then please be able to, if you can, go on our website, and hopefully it'll be up today so that you can listen to it. Amen? Today is truly a blessed day in the Lord. You know what? Just look for your blessings today, because God wants to release it to you right now. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, together with I am your co-host together with my amazing anointed husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffin, who is the host of our dynamic radio broadcast. You may listen to our broadcast wherever you are via your telephone by dialing 646-200-0578. You have turned into a radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change. In conjunction with Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Our radio program, Come Together for Change, is geared towards helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious throughout your spiritual journey in life. So call your family members, call a neighbor, Facebook, and tweet your friends and associates and let them know. Come Together for Change is broadcasting live right now on the air in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. So go ahead and get your Bible, grab a pen and a notepad, and don't forget your fork, your knife, your napkin, and a plate, for your spiritual food is about to be served. This is the food you will need to nourish and strengthen you so that you can make it through another week. Amen? And as our broadcast this afternoon, you are welcome to view our website today at www.meninsearchofchange.com for further information regarding the change process as you take the necessary steps that you're going to need through your journey into a new life as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now, before I go into the rest of our program, our inspiration for this week, I'd like to speak about favor. Yes. Do you have favor with God? If you do, you would definitely know it. I truly have favor with God today and every day. All day long, people go out of their way to bless me and to help me. I have favor with everyone that I deal with and come into contact with. Doors that were once closed are now open for me. I receive preferential treatment, and I have special privileges. Why? Because I am God's favorite child. No good thing will he withhold from me. Because of God's favor, my enemies cannot triumph over me. I have supernatural increase and promotion. I declare restoration of everything that the devil has stolen from me. I have honor in the midst of my adversaries, and an increase of assets, especially in real estate and industry, and an expansion of territory. Because I am highly favored by God, I experience great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I receive recognition, prominence, and honor. Petitions are granted to me even by ungodly authorities. Policies, rules, regulations, and laws are changed and reversed on my behalf. I win battles that I don't even have to fight because God fights them for me. Hallelujah. This is the day, the set time, and the designated moment for me to experience the free favors of God that profusely and lavishly abound on my behalf. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Our topic for today is, are you righteous? Are you righteous? The scripture will be coming from St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Hope you have your Bible and your pad out. The 5th chapter, the 2nd verse to the 10th verse. And it reads as follows. Matthew 5 and 2 through 10. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God, a kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Again, our scripture, main scripture is coming from St. Matthew 5, 2 through 10, and there will be other scriptures to follow. Amen. At this time, if I could do a drum roll, I would. At this particular time, I would just like to bring our host of Come Together for Change. He is here to give you a wonderful and dynamic word from God. So please, pay attention. Take notes if you can. I would like to introduce the senior chaplain, Elder Hudson W. Griffin.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege to be here with you another afternoon. It's good to know that there is such a celebration as independence, the independence of the United States of America. It's wonderful to know that we can celebrate this day when the nation became independent. Okay, we want to look today at something that has to do with your personal attitude. I'm looking today at a word that so many people have overlooked, the word righteousness. And I want to ask you, do you know what it means? Are you prepared to become righteous? Because it's important to know that what God wants you to be, because Jesus took the time when he began to preach. Look at the circumstances. In the book of St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, when Jesus began to preach, he went and was comfortable. He sat down and began to teach them. And he began to say, blessed. What does blessed mean? The word blessed means to be happy, to be in control of your senses, to be able to do what you know is comfortable, to be able to walk by faith and move to a position of righteousness. Because in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, look at the circumstances. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of of heaven. Blessed, as my wife read the text to you, you can read it. It's in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 12. And it's important to know that Jesus mentioned a number of things. Right? He went on to blessed are the meek, and we shall, because they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, are you hungering and thirsting after the righteousness of God? God wants you to be righteous. Jesus, in his text here and his attitude, made it known that if you were not righteous, you were not going to be able to inherit the earth. And he said, blessed, not only what would make you righteous, your whole attitude has got to change. It is your mind that has got to be able to come to that position where you know you have changed. I want you to look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22 to 24. Okay. Verse 21. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. Okay, let's stop there. Now, when you come to Christ and are born again, something happens. If there is no change in your attitude, if there is no change in your behavior, then you cannot say that you belong to him. So you've got to have a change in attitude, a change in behavior. You've got to know that things are different, because the scripture says any man in Christ is a new creature. Now, how do you become a new creature? And what is expected of a new creature? When you become a new creature, all things will be passed away. The lying, the cursing, the fornicating, the desire for sexual intercourse, all these things, the desire for sexual intercourse outside of marriage, because it's the thing that people do not really know. Now, if you are not married, fornicate, sexual intercourse is not something that you should be doing. So to go out and do these things is abomination. In a sense, God does not honor you for these things. And Jesus was very clear to explain this. But you see, when you become a believer, you are a new creature. Once you have asked God to come into your life, he will come in and make the changes. Now, what you have got to be able to see that you cannot do these things on your own. You have got to believe God to make the changes that are necessary, putting away the things that are not righteous, the things that are not right, because basically, righteousness is simply right living. Are you living right according to the principles of God? Are you living according to the things that God has set for you and that you know that you should not be doing, and that you're living right? Now, it's important that you come into an understanding of righteousness, because the word says, without righteousness no man shall see God, right? Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It's important that you understand. Take your Bible and look in your concordance for the word righteous and see what has been said about righteous living, because God wants you to come into that feeling. It is a feeling. It is understanding what God is saying to you. Are you ready to live righteous despite the circumstances, despite what people say to you, despite what people will try to encourage you to do? You have to live righteous. listen and read the Word of God. Because if you are righteous, you can be the salt of the earth. And if you are righteous, you can not only be the salt of the earth, but the light of the world. Because God is looking for people whose minds are transformed. God is looking for people who are willing to recognize that it is not just walking and talking. It's not just talking the talk. Lots of people come to church and they talk the talk. They can do all the things that people are doing. They can give a good testimony. They can pray a good prayer. But the question is, are they righteous? Is there a transformation? And do you know that your life has been transformed and the things you used to do, you do them no more? Jesus is depending upon you to set an example. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You've got to let your light shine. Is there any difference in your behavior now to when you were a sinner? Because if you come to Christ, you have asked him to forgive you, right? And the ABCs of coming to Christ is A, to ask, B, to believe, and to C, to confess that you are now a changed person, to confess that Christ is living within you, to confess that your behavior has changed. You're not going to be cursing anymore. You're not going to be doing the things that you used to do. You've got to be able to recognize a change in attitude must come over you. And when that Jesus was trying to explain in the Beatitudes, some people say it is the attitudes, the Beatitudes that Jesus was speaking about. Have your behavior changed? It's about your behavior. It is about your desires. It is about the manifestation of things that you used to do before, and you are not doing them anymore because your life is transformed. You're now beginning to live a righteous life before God. Are you ready to manifest righteousness to your parents, in your household? People will know that you have changed if you are doing things that are different. They will look at you and they will know that your behavior is different. Are you ready to show and manifest the righteousness of God? If you know, you know, because it begins in your mind, because you've got to know that righteousness begins in the mind, in your mind. You've got to have the knowledge of the Word of God. The knowledge of the Word of God is going to bring you into righteousness. Knowledge impacts your thinking. Therefore, you've got to begin it with what you know. What do you know about the Word of God? You've got to know the Word of God. You've got to know what the Word says. And knowledge impacts your thinking. And if there's going to be any change, it is going to be based on what you know. And your thinking will impact your speaking, right? And your speaking will impact your actions. And your actions will impact your habits. And your habits will impact your expectations. And your expectations will impact your goals. It is important that you understand this fact. It begins in your mind with your knowledge and your thinking, because if your thinking does not change, then your speaking will not change. When you change your thinking, you are going to be able to change your speaking, because in your mind, where all the thoughts are developed and where all the actions come from, you have got to show forth a behavior. You've got to show forth a change of behavior. If you cannot show forth a change of behavior, you are not ready for this challenge. You're not ready for this journey, because we've got to be able to see a change. This is not just a talk. Christianity is not just a talk, but it's a change of behavior, a change of actions that bring you into righteousness. And then when you come into righteousness, you will know that Jesus has changed your life, and people will see that you are different. People will see the
manifestation of truthfulness. You are no more going to be walking around lying. People will see a manifestation of right living. People will see that you are a changed person. Are you ready today to manifest the behavior that God will have you to manifest? Each of us know what is right from wrong. Each of us know how we should behave. Each of us know, because it's all in our minds. You've got to be able to put away the thing, put aside the things that will bring dishonor to God's name, because it is important that you understand that your behavior will show that you are a new creature, and that scripture in Corinthians will be manifested. Any man in Christ Jesus is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Oh, are you ready to show others the cursing, the things that are bad? You say, well, you didn't say it just come out of your mouth. Lots of things come out of our mouth that we have not really been ready to do. And in Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1, it says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. So don't be looking at the thing. God will supply your needs. So don't be worrying about things you need, because God will supply. He will provide for you. I could tell you experiences that I've had where God miraculously supplied things for me. And I know He will do the same for you. That's why the scripture says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, and the righteousness which is idolatry. God wants you to look at yourself. Do some introspection. You will know the things that are not good. You will know the things that have been hurtful to God. And you have got to be willing to change. Are you ready to change? Are you ready to change? But you've got to, in Colossians 3:16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Now, when God has given you a new heart, as it were, when your mind is transformed, when your thoughts are transformed, when your actions are transformed, they are going to be transformed by the word of God, because the word of Christ will dwell in you richly, and you will be able to understand and admonish others, right? So you've got to come into full change, a full transformation. You've got to come into an understanding. If your behavior, there are some Christians whose behavior don't seem to change any, but they just act the Christian things. But I'm suggesting to you today, it's not about acting the things. It is about coming into righteousness, understanding that right living is important. So if you are a believer or a Christian and there's no change, there's no transformation, there is no right living, then you know that you need this day to ask God to forgive you for all the things that you have done. There's a simple ABC. Ask God, believe, and confess. So if you have not done this, you need to do it today. ABC, ask. B, believe. He that believeth on the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. To believe is to open your heart, to change your behavior, and to understand who Jesus is. To believe is to change your behavior and to look strictly at what God is saying to you. Can you hear God speaking to you? Because all of us are guided by our conscience. All of us have a conscience. We may not all be guided by it, but the point is that we know it. Even the man who commits murder, he knows that it's wrong. So you've got to come into an understanding of right thinking of what God will do for you. I want to speak to you today so that you will understand what is righteousness, what is right thinking. Come into an understanding that if there's no change in the mind, if you're not changing the mind, you are not ready. So you have to understand that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Therefore, we have to come into an understanding of what God is saying to you. Are you righteous? Are you ready? Are you able to understand what God is saying to you? One of the things I want to leave to you is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Are all things passed away? The things you used to do, there is no desire for them. Things begin in your mind. There is a desire to do evil. There's a desire, and these desires will set you in a position that you are not able to understand the Word of God. When you realize what the Word is saying, it will impact your thinking. And your thinking will impact your speaking. Are you ready for a change of behavior that will impact your speaking, your actions, your habits, your expectations? Because sometimes some people are driven to evil because of their expectations. What do you expect out of life? Do you want a new set of clothing? Do you want a car? Do you want a house? These things are important, but Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and you have got to seek what God wants. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is not a meat and drink. It is not the natural things. The kingdom of God begins in your mind when you begin to think about righteous things. The kingdom of God is what is important. Are you ready to make a change in your life, to change your habits, your expectations? Even your goals, you've got to change once you come to Christ. I want to pray with you today that God will give you the desire to do what you will have to do. God is good, and he wants to help you to come out of your addictions. He wants to bring you out of the things that you have been doing, your drinking, your lying, the things that have been perpetual, your cursing, and he wants to make a difference in your life. I want to help you to understand the word, because change will only come when you begin to read and understand what the word says. Right, I'm going to pray with you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on the behalf of those who are listening, whether they be men, women, or children, or whatever, whoever is listening. Help them to realize what your word says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And help them to realize, especially those Christians who are listening, if you have not been able to make a change in your behavior, you are not ready for this journey. This journey through the Christian life will only be successful if you understand what the word says. Lord, let your Holy Spirit minister to those who are listening, that they may be willing to change their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time.